Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I bust my butt 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I needed to do something. Wasn't sure what. Did a lot of research, and most health products pass through our digestive system with very little, if any, benefit. But I have your two bottles of Balance of Nature, the fruits and the veggies, and it's time that people discover this product because it is real, and I see noticeable results. I'm taking Balance of Nature, and I'm getting healthy. I'm reaching a new balance in health. So let's get the word out. Let's get you guys out there and running.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to mypillow.com and put in the code word KATE. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1050. Or go to mypillow.com and simply put in the code word KATE. Thanks, you guys.
Lamar.
Toxic masculinity. Because when stuff hits the fan, no one looks around for a feminist. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You could actually produce some data to back any of this up rather than citing a Marxist group like Black Lives Matter.
Don Bongino.
Yeah, what do we want?
Dan Bongino.
What's your fact? What facts are you preaching?
I just read on my show the other day a DOJ study where they actually interviewed victims, and the amount of police activity was proportional to the crime committed. It had nothing to do with the race at all. Those are facts. You should try them sometime rather than trying to burn the country down with your racial rhetoric due to this tragic accident yesterday.
You have no evidence to back it up. Your whole routine is to attack me rather than dealing with the fact that black people are more fearful of cops than crooks.
Yeah, because you're wrong. You don't actually have any data to back it up. I'm not attacking you. You're on a national show doing what you do, trying to incite some kind of racial strife in the
and
country.
And what are you trying
you
to incite?
You have no evidence to back it up. I'm on Fox News.
I'm on Fox News now. I submit to you that the majority of our audience agrees with you. And I don't care because I have to voice for these people whose voices are obviously not resonating with you. These people are fearful of cops. Why? Because there's a black kid, he's 20 years old, and he had an expired tag, and he's dead now.
I actually was a cop, and I know cops, and the people I work with, they have no reason to be fearful of. You had dinner with a cop once. It's not the same thing.
Hi there. Yep, that was Dan Bongino and the ridiculous Geraldo. So... yeah, he does have the facts, and I love Geraldo because all he can say is I want to give a voice to the people. That's all they've had. The super minority Marxist organization BLM has been given not a voice, the entire media. So I love Dan for standing up to Geraldo. Geraldo's always been a hot mess and will always continue to be. All right, we have a caller. Hi, Susan. By the way,
hey.
Hi, we have a caller. Go right ahead, caller.
I would just like to point out, have you ever seen the Baphomet statue? If you have, you'll know where all this medical tyranny is coming from. Look what is sitting in his lap.
Okay. Well, we'll check it out. Yeah. Interesting.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate that. I always appreciate the calls. 888-673-1450. I welcome you, Susan. How are you?
Hey, super.
We have so much to talk about. Can we just start off the show with a bang? You have to tell everybody this coincidence because I just think things are too coincidental. What's the big glaring coincidence behind Minnesota and George Floyd, the Minnesota incident that they were talking about just now in the opening clip and George Floyd?
Well, Benjamin Crump, who is the attorney for the families of Floyd and now Wright, held a press conference. And the aunt got up and said, this is Dante Wright, who's the 20-year-old who was just shot by the police officer. She got up and she said, quote, "And the craziest thing to find out today is that my family has connections to this man, to this family. His girlfriend was a teacher for my nephew." So she's referring to George Floyd's girlfriend was a teacher for her nephew, Dante Wright, who was just shot by the police officer.
That's so weird.
And she said,
what are the odds?
I don't
George
know.
Floyd's
girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
Yes.
Is also the teacher of the kid who was shot in Minnesota.
Allegedly. Yes.
Allegedly.
So she did not name the girlfriend, but it's Courtney Ross, 45, testified during the trial for Chauvin 2 weeks ago that she and Floyd continued an on-again, off-again relationship since meeting at 2017 at the Salvation Army shelter where he worked as a security guard. They both grew addicted to opioids after being prescribed them for pain. And allegedly she was Dante Wright's teacher.
Mm.
So it's quite a coincidence. And as they say in law enforcement, we don't believe in coincidence.
Yeah.
That's what law enforcement says.
Yeah. So, a lot of people were speculating that George Floyd wasn't dead. And so that's why these kinds of stories, and I'm just throwing it out there, I don't know either way. I if that were to be the case, probably only a few people would know. So I can't vet that. It's just a gut feeling. So I'll always tell you if it's just a gut feeling for me. But that's an interesting coincidence. It's very interesting because both are starting these race riot wars, right? And really want to foment this across America. So anytime the media also picks up on a story, because they ignore all the other ones, when they're picking up on a story, specifically these two stories, and making them the big story, then I have to go there, because I think anyone with a brain would probably start to go, wow, that's really coincidental.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. And they said every pistol, every taser has a safety on it. And one is on one side of the body, the other is on the other. So when she's saying, I'll tase you, and then she shoots him, people were saying, how could you get opposite sides of your body mixed up if you're trained to know which side it's on the right side? So that is now looking quite suspicious. She has just been charged, by the way, today with second-degree manslaughter.
Okay.
So, and that takes up to facing a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and or a fine of $20,000. So second degree manslaughter applies when authorities allege a person causes someone's death by culpable negligence, whereby the person creates an unreasonable risk and consciously takes chances of causing death or great bodily harm to another. What's very interesting about that is that they're not charging Ashley Babbitt's shooter with
Ashley
negligent.
Babbitt was the gal that was shot at the Capitol.
Yes. And they're not charging.
And
right. And
they're not charging the officer that did that.
Correct. And in this case, they're saying that the federal officers have a much higher standard, that prosecutors would have to prove that the officer did it willfully in order to charge him. In her case, they're saying just by negligence, they can charge her. So it's a completely different standard in the law.
Boy.
But it also points to the fact that laws are unequally applied at times. So
amazing.
And they're also saying it's really that she was shot. This is what they explain, the DOJ officials, that an officer inside the speaker's lobby fired one round from a service pistol, striking her in the left shoulder, causing her to fall back from the doorway and onto the floor. Well,
that's not the case.
She was bleeding from her mouth, and there was a pool of blood, a tiny one, off of her right shoulder. It's very interesting that they came out with this left shoulder.
Yeah, that is. Makes me kind of wonder about the incident, and also why they have decided to present a double standard. So I'm glad you pointed that out. That's huge.
Yeah, and there was no warning.
Yeah.
You'll notice in this current case with Dante, he was warned. I'm not saying this was justified. I'm just saying she was warning him, taser, 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 taser. But in the Ashley Babbitt case, he just reached out his arm and shot one shot. And there was no warning whatsoever.
In this case, he was trying to flee when she accidentally, you know, it was, was going to grab the, yes, the taser, but then shot him. And the other one, it was just point and shoot.
Point and shoot. She was coming through that window.
Nobody was armed. She wasn't armed.
No.
I don't know that she was posing any kind of threat. I mean, other than going through a window, why would that justify the shooting in that case? But in this case, I'm not saying what this officer did was right. All I'm saying is, even in context, look at it this way too. This would be a case that would be handled between the police officer and the family. Why in the world is this the national story? This is a national news when really and truly this has happened before. It should be taken care of within that police department. Either if somebody leaves the police department, if they're put on trial, everything should be more localized. But because they want to foment this, it is the national story. Other officers who have done this have not been a national story like this one. There's always a reason they pick and choose which go national, right?
I agree completely. And they were saying for the, it's probably an international story because it's being covered in other papers around the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're saying for the federal officer who shot Ashley Babbitt that in order to prosecute, they would have to say he was acting under color of law, mm-hmm, which he was, that it was willful, and that it deprived the victim of a federally protected right. So he did use excessive force. He didn't warn her. It was willful, but he's not being prosecuted. And so to see the immediate contrast, how one announcement comes out and then the other, wow, announcement comes out, it just highlights that we are in a, well, as Dr. Hansen, Victor Davis Hansen said, that the laws are arbitrary. They're not necessarily binding anymore. They're right. Just, you know.
It's now agenda. It's agenda and politicized, and they'll go wherever the politicization, you know, takes them. And it will be done in this way and justified and talked about as it's justified. It's quite amazing and not in a good way.
And people,
horrible to watch.
People who have, the DOJ has brought Section 242, which is that willfulness intention prosecutions with less egregious facts, 242 times. So they've charged people who have done less 242 times. But this officer, for whatever reason, who shot Ashley Babbitt in the shoulder, we're finding out, is not going to be charged. So we're going to have to live with that, talk about it, mm-hmm, and figure out why. Yeah.
Hi, caller. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay, just some food for thought. So I was reading different comments, and a person who was discussing the Dante shooting with that officer made a very interesting point. They said that a lot of these individuals that are basically running from law enforcement, mm-hmm, they're egging them on and they're wanting to get shot. They're wanting this to happen for more than one reason. And obviously one of the biggest reasons that this, mm-hmm, person proposed was money. And if you look at, you know, the climate of all of our crazy society right now, these people are, you know, wanting to make amends or wanting to show and virtue signal. And the George Floyd case that they awarded so many $1 million even before the trial. So we have to think about motives for these individuals that are, mm-hmm, doing these things as well, I think.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
27 you. Million.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you. Great point. Kind of goes along with what we were saying. Great point. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Susan when we come back. KateDalyRadio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress in a room where you do what you don't and
version of Sundown. It's a remix by Eric Fox, and I love it. It's in my car playlist. I love this one. It has a great beat. Welcome back to the show. I've got Susan here, and go to mypillow.com. Make sure that you're use the code Kate. Order yourself up some products that are just, you're going to love these towels and sheets. Two for one deal right now. Just put in my name. This helps the show. And if you believe in truth and radio at all, this might be the last bastion of truth and radio we ever see. And I'm not being dramatic. There is a concerted effort to take down anything that their censors do not agree with. And of course, this show would be that kind of show. So we need some help. So make sure that you, if you order some wonderful products, you're going to get wonderful products for helping the show and helping Mike Lindell. And he also has the new social network coming out that's going to rival Facebook. That as it's really easy to use, friendly, easy to use, awesome. You'll be used to using this already. It's a great format. He put his money where his mouth is, and you can go to frankspeech.com. frankspeech.com. They start that on Monday, and it's going to be amazing. Also, put in the code Kate when you order the products. You're going to get 30% off, and you're going to be supporting the show and getting great items for it that you're going to love. Mother's Day, Father's Day is coming up. Keep that in mind with mypillow.com. And then, of course, he's starting my store as well to rival Amazon Prime, and then an Amazon site. Let's get that business away from Jeff Bezos. He's bought and sold. And then on top of that, he has the movie Scientific Proof over at Mike Lindell TV, which talks all about the election fraud. So if you have somebody in your family or friend circle that still doesn't believe the election went down in the most fraudulent case in history, they might want to watch this movie. You might want to, you know, give that link to them on MikeLindellTV.com. I encourage you to do that. We were just laughing because on the break, I was telling her that, you know, we decided to give my kid his stimulus money, but I'm giving it to him $100 a week, and he has to do everything I ask him to do. And I said, the government doesn't care if you sit on your rear end, but I do. So you can work for it through me, and I'll give you the money every single week. And we were just laughing about parenting because it's just such a fun thing, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. You use anyway, everything. Carrot, stick.
Actually, when I said that, he started laughing. Because he gets it, right? And yep. He started laughing, and he's preparing to be a missionary right now. And it's so funny because I said, you know, I'm more than happy to give it to you, but I'll just parcel it out to you for the work. You know, I'm not just going to hand it to you. And he was laughing, actually, because he gets it. He gets government, and he understands everything we talk about on the show. So anyway.
Oh, so, I wanted to say, if you go to LindellTV.com, he's got a trailer for the next installment, which is called Absolute Interference. It's 5 minutes long. You'll see General Flynn in it.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And it's at LindellTV.com right now.
I'm so glad. You can sign up also for frankspeech.com. Like I said, it's going to be the new Facebook, and this show actually will be one of the few shows they're going to allow to be broadcast on the network, and when you join, you're already subscribed to the show.
Wow.
I know. Very, very cool. In fact, I'll do an interview with him on Monday about it, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. I was on a conference call with the most wonderful talk show hosts that speak truth in this country, and it's amazing. It's amazing what they're going to do with this. So, frankspeech.com. All right. So, hold on a minute. Veritas.
Oh, Project Veritas. So they went undercover. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about it is O'Keefe, who runs Project Veritas, gave a heads up to CNN and said something like, sleep tight, CNN, because tomorrow is going to be, you know, total hell for you.
Ooh.
And so then
Ouch.
He came out with a number of things that they had said, which were essentially, we are doing propaganda mm-hmm. for Joe Biden. This was... What they did is Project Veritas had their female, I assume, producer go on Tinder, and she found somebody who put CNN in their bio, like they work for CNN, and it turned out to be director mm-hmm. Charlie Chester. So she
Charlie
ended up
Chester?
Charlie okay. Chester.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's a technical director, and she had 5 dates with him and videotaped all of the dates. And then asked him questions. What do you do? Tell me what you do. Oh, now explain that.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
He started, well, and I'm sure alcohol was involved.
I'm sure.
He
let the cat out of the bag.
Quote,
any reporter on CNN, what they're actually doing is they're telling the person what to say. It's always like leading them in a direction before they even open their mouths. The only people that we, CNN, will let do on the air for the most part are people that have a proven track record of taking the bait. Then another quote, COVID, gangbusters with ratings, right? Which is why we CNN constantly have the COVID death toll on the side, which I have a major problem with how we're telling how many people die every day. Like, why isn't it high enough? You know, come on. Like, it would make our point better if it was higher. And I'm like, what am I effing rallying for? That's a problem that we're doing that.
Oh my gosh. It isn't like they've already taken all those numbers from COPD, heart attacks, and diabetes and flu. They're encouraging, wanting the numbers to go higher.
That's right.
Well, we all know CNN's fake network, but it's amazing to see them admit it. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, to see it. And so he goes on and on. He says, quote, it's fear. Fear really drives numbers, TV ratings. Fear is the thing that keeps you tuned in. And then he admits in another point,
fear porn.
The special red phone rings and this producer picks it up. You hear blah, blah, blah. And every so often they put it on speaker and it's the head of the network being like, there's nothing you're doing right now that makes me want to stick. Put the COVID death toll numbers back up because that's the most enticing thing that we had. So put it back up, unquote.
I can't imagine being an American and knowing I'm doing this. And being that much of a sleazeball that I would pony myself up to be an anchor there. They must be soulless. I mean, in order to have to do that, admit it, know what they're doing, intentionally do this, that intrigues me to find out what's behind that person, who that person is. We all think that we're more of a brotherhood, you know? And then you meet these people who will do anything for a dollar in fame. And Fauci will say anything for a dollar. And Bill Gates will do anything to depopulate this world. And Biden will do anything he's told in a microphone from Obama. And Hormala will she'll do anyone. And so it's amazing to me that here we are and we have these people among us and we're all American. And the only saving grace is that I know that the majority of the country is about as aghast as I am at that thought. You know what I mean? We get it.
Yeah. We're not all wired the same.
Yeah.
And here's another quote. We got Trump out. He talks about the propaganda. He says, look what we did. We got Trump out. He said, I'm 100% going to say it. And I'm 100% believe that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out. I really don't think so. I came to CNN because I wanted to be part of that.
Oh my gosh. Please, can I be somebody fake on TV that reads a script? Please. Can you imagine?
No. And they talk more about they were creating a story with propaganda around Biden. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to show Biden running, jogging, so to give the illusion that he was healthy. So all of these things that we...
Jogging in a circle about 5 feet.
So anyway, we all kind of know. He said, we were creating a story there that we didn't know anything about. I think that's propaganda. We had nothing else to run with. Oh, they were talking about also about Gates, Matt Gates, and how they said, we're doing this. We're focusing on this because we know he's kind of a threat. So that's, I'm quote unquote. But this was about Matt Gaetz. We're creating a story that we didn't know anything about. I think that's propaganda. We're just taking shots off the bow, hoping something would hit, you know? So this is about destroying someone's life without evidence. So to have this all admitted, there's video, a lot of people will care, and then people on the other side, maybe, just
they'll
won't.
Cheer it on. They'll cheer it on. That's the sad part. You do have a small segment of society that goes, because we want the win. They don't know what the win is. They just want to win.
At what price?
At any price.
Yeah.
The means don't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just, I want to win. And that's where we've lost our sense of principles and values and morality in this country, is when you value winning over principles. You value winning over doing the right thing. And that's all they have, though. So keep that in mind. All you have is the win if you don't have any of the other stuff. So no wonder they're getting wired this way.
Yeah.
Government is their God, and this is a win. And they can feel elated over a win, but they just don't understand the ramifications down the road. And they never look more than just the immediate future, right?
True.
They
True.
Never, it's like a toddler. They never can look ahead 5 years and say, what is this going to mean?
No.
Yeah. It's just missing.
The compromise. Or to say, well, everyone does it.
Right.
All the news must do it, which that could be true. I mean, at some point you have to say who is truthful, who is faithful, who is principled, and figure that out.
So one would think. I mean, it's you would think, and you hope people kick it in gear. And I know that this has been going on since the world began. You know, back in the revolutionary time, it was a third that were for this country, a third that rejected it and wanted Britain. They wanted the king, and a third undecided. The undecided group is so pathetic, but they'll always remain. And that war has been going on before the dawn of time. So
that's right.
Same portion, you know what I mean? And even actually we have more on the side of we get it, but it does intrigue me. Human nature intrigues me. And that certainly does too, because you have to sort of analyze the liberal progressive and say, what are they about? And there isn't a lot there except for emotion. Like a toddler, you can't see ahead. And then you want to win. You just, that's sort of the icing on the cake. I just want to win. I just want to win. I just want to win. It's really sad. It's really sad.
Well, and more people are reporting that their liberal family members and friends who voted for Biden are now becoming concerned.
Concerned
They're becoming concerned as to what's happening, but they'll still say often, but I'd still vote for Biden. One said, maybe if Trump had just toned down his rhetoric. And so you realize it was a thing about Trump that a lot of people had, his style.
Mm-hmm. And that's really all they were concerned about. If you ever asked them, the only response I ever got was, he's brash. He's not a respectable president because he's brash. They never could go with anything else other than that. Do you know what I mean? They would say he's racist with no proof. They would say he's sexist but had no proof, obviously, because he's not on both counts. But that's kind of amazing to me that they could make those accusations just solely based on they just didn't like how he spoke.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that they kept ramping up in the press.
Absolutely.
To get people to feel that way.
So the weight of reality is starting to settle upon some people, upon some people. So that's why it's always good to continue to be the muse, continue to be the listener, and just take note, because there's a shift that may be happening, you know, and to never lose that hope.
Right.
People can start to see.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I want to talk about a certain scale. When we come back, you can identify the scale. You'll be able to recognize where people are at right now. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
This world has a way of shaking your faith. I've been broken again and again. But I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in.
Listen to those words. We're going to be talking about that for a moment. And I really do. I hope you listen to that. Thank God for this woman. Amen. Because before I go there, Balance of Nature, make sure you go there and put in the code Kate, my first name. It's always the code is my first name, Kate. So no matter what you're supporting on the show, as far as the sponsors, make sure you put in the code Kate, because you're going to get that savings, 35% in free shipping. But this is a supplement that will help you feel better and help you tackle all the things ahead of us. And that's really what I care about right now. I want you to be healthy. It has nothing to do with a mask. Mask is silly. And it has nothing to do with the vaccine. The vaccine is harmful. What I'm telling you is get the product Balance of Nature. It's really going to help you. Balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. We'll take a quick call. Hi, quick caller. How are you? Go right ahead.
Hey. Hey. Wonderful show as usual.
Thank you. Really appreciate you.
Two quick points for you.
Okay, sure.
A fellow that is a pastor in the area where I live,
mm-hmm.
we were talking the other day, and he said, the one thing I didn't like about Trump was he's mean.
Mm, interesting.
And that just floored me. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Huh.
And another point that I wanted to bring up is the other night, I guess Saturday night, John B. Wells, I was listening to him, and he was calling all these left-wingers out-and-out communists.
Yeah.
And I applaud him for that.
Absolutely. I do, too. Hey, thank you for your call. I love your call. Thank you so much. And John B. Wells, good friend. I love John. He's been on the show a couple of times, too, and I've been on his. I love that call. Thank you for that. And I think the silent majority out there cheer a little when the left is called out and when all this nonsense is called out, the race war and everything else. You know, I talked about this in a talk recently that I did, a speech that I gave. But I said, you know, it took 39 signers of the Declaration in the 1500s before it was like an inspiration to our Declaration of Independence. But this one took place under the Spanish Inquisition. And the mindset then was still that, you know, God sent a king to us. And then we could say no. And this was a new idea. We could say no if we didn't like what the king was doing. But we still had to have a king was the mentality. And the Declaration of Independence then came along, and it was all of a sudden, no, self-governance. We own the government. We can tell the government what to do. Okay, so two ideas, 1500s, and then, of course, the 1700s. But there were only 39 people signing the document in the 1500s, okay, in Scotland. And then, of course, we had, 56 signers of the, 56? Anyway, I got a lot of numbers in my head today. But what a small group those two were, okay? Based on principles, based on truth, both flourished, both got the miracles they desired, right? Because of, that's kind of a funny thing about truth is that it expands and grows, and then 120 companies follow, 120 countries followed our example, not perfectly and not exactly, which they should have, but they didn't, but they came close to our Declaration of Independence. And that's what truth does. It can grow and flourish like that.
And it's almost against the odds.
Yes.
Against the odds.
Against the odds.
And people not knowing the outcome, but having the faith to say, there's no other alternative other than to just do this.
Right.
If we're going to live with ourselves.
Yes, exactly. So it was worth fighting for. Very small groups were able to change the world. Very small groups. Groups under 100 people. So if you always think that you're only one person out there and you can't do a lot, well, in history, all you have to do is look. And when truth abounds, you'll probably find a very small group, a minority. But it's able to get its legs. It's able to grow because people will recognize truth and they'll join. But it's always a small group. In fact, it was under 100 where Spartacus, the 70 slaves that joined Spartacus to rebel against Roman rule. It's always usually under 100 people. Okay. So keep that in mind as we're talking. But when we got this beautiful country and a God-inspired, divine constitution to work with, people were truly invested. Not everybody, but there were so many people truly invested in this, men and women, men and women. And right now, our young females are being taught they have to be a feminazi. That they have to be this liberal, that they have to be this whatever I say goes. I'm the most important person in the room, and men are bad, and men are awful, and everything else. They're being sold a box of rocks when it comes to what a woman means, feminism means. Okay, and there were women back in the 1800s that gave everything to support freedom, liberty, what was going on. And so we need those examples more than ever today for our youth.
Absolutely. It's very inspiring. So I found an article that anyone can pull up, 10 Famous Women of the Revolutionary War. And one of my favorites is this woman. Her name is Emily
Geiger, and she was supposed to take a message, a written message, to Fort Sumter, to General Sumter. She got caught, and she thought, well, I'm going to hang if they find the message, so she ate it. She knew, and they let her go.
She's my kind of gal.
Yeah, and memorized it, ate it, and they gave
her. I would have eaten it.
She was so convincing, they gave her an escort on the way to make her. So they not only didn't arrest her, they gave her a personal safety escort on her way. And so there were many, many. There's Anne Bates, who was a spy in 1748, and she helped her husband. There were a lot of people that supported the husband, would help support the troops by putting out food and clothing at the risk of their lives. Mm-hmm. So this participation meant you would get executed. So you can find them, and we don't see them enough, and there's portraits of them. And imagine if those were in your home. I just remember as a child how impressed I was by certain pictures hanging in my home that I still remember.
Right.
And so to look at these beautiful pictures and say, this should be on my wall.
And talking about them, you know, Chris Ann Paul does makes a great point in her presentations about these women, about the women, because she wants better examples for these girls. These girls get told that Hormala is the beacon of womanhood, or Hillary. Sorry, I can't even say her real name anymore. Hormala or Hillary, and it's amazing because they're like the worst of the worst, disgusting people, and so I can't imagine that being the goal, right? But these women will also raise families. And if they can pass along these stories, if they understand who real heroes, what they actually look like for women. Now, this isn't disregarding the loads and numbers of men that risked their lives and fought and did everything they could do to secure liberty. And so we're not dismissing that in any way. What we're saying is there was a lot of really good women that jumped into the fray. They were some of the spies. A spy network saved America, truly, because it was the spy network of men and women, of just regular people that were able to pass along secrets so that they could get some help in beating the British. And so if our young kids had these examples, men and women, we're not just focusing on women because we are women, but men and women, can you imagine the feeling they would get is look, if 39 people could change things, if 56 people can change things, you can change things too. And you can be a part of a very small group, but you're doing what's right, and you're on the right side, and you're on the right side of truth. So it will work for you, you know?
And the right side of truth and history.
Yes. And so you'll be proud of who you are and the character you've established and what you've become. You will be proud of that because you'll be standing for something even bigger than, truth. I just hope and pray that we can get our youth these kinds of tools and these kinds of things. Like you said, these pictures hanging on the wall, people will understand what it took. You know, there were 50 students at a local intermediate school here in my valley that got suspended because they wouldn't wear the mask. I applaud the parent. I applaud the parent that taught the child how to stand. Who cares if they get suspended? What a joke. I mean, oh, you got suspended. What a big threat. But you know what? It's the parents that go, I'm okay with that. Let's go to dinner and celebrate you standing for what's right. A freaking men. I love these people that will do that. And that shows me that people get it. They get it. And their kids are getting it. And that's the kind of example we need.
And it's very memorable. So memorable for kids to learn that their parents are willing to take the stand and support them.
I so agree. Oh, man.
It's very interesting that this is happening. And we're part of it.
I know. And we have a lot of power. And you know what? You out there are a leader. If you're listening to this show, you're already a leader and we need you. You know, we don't have a huge amount of people. We need more people to step up and be leaders and educate and help in this cause. And so just like you would have back then, at any point in history, stand for what's right. Stand for what's right right now. There's no difference. I also, let's talk about that chart.
Well, it shows you history's repeating itself. When there's a chart of coercion,
like
a scale of coercion that was used by the communists that actually has a lot of association with what's going on today.
Give us the first three.
So the first one is isolation, depriving individuals of social support. Well, guess what?
And the ability to resist.
And resist. And that is haven't we had isolation from loved ones? What has happened to our elderly?
Yep, you're right.
Number two, monopolization of perception. Fixate all attention upon the immediate predicament.
24/7.
That's what you were saying. Don't look down the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's
just
do it.
Number three,
induced debility and exhaustion. Just exhaust people.
So they don't resist.
Demands.
So they don't resist.
Yes.
Just can. And how many people are wearing masks? Oh, I'm exhausted. So it just goes away. They won't stand for what's right. Oh, I just want it to go away. Number four.
Threats. Threats cultivate anxiety and despair, give demands and consequences. Number five, occasional indulgences. Oh, maybe you get to take the mask off.
Yeah. Like right now, while other places in Michigan want to go in a lockdown, right?
Yes. And okay. It keeps people unsure of what's happening.
Yep.
Another one, demonstrate omnipotence, that they're just making what's called mandates.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the communist coercive methods.
Yes.
So demonstrate that. Then
omnipotence.
Also...
And then degradation, it makes resistance seem worse than compliance. Like, we will just ruin your life if
humiliation.
You don't comply. Yeah. Humiliation.
We'll yell at you in a store. We'll do anything we can to get you into submit. Right?
Yeah, and this also says creates fear of freedom. The fear of freedom. Have we inculcated that into people? Yes. Enforcing trivial demands, 2 masks, 3 masks, social distance at Easter, sit 6 feet apart in your home.
Yep. I mean, it goes on. The Stossier will throw you off the airplane at even the slightest hint of it going below your nose in front of everybody, and you won't be able to fly. You know, this kind of, I deliver, ice cubes and Coke for a living with a tray, but I'm going to be the Stossy police and tell you I can throw you off this airplane. And humiliate you and ruin your day and whatever. That's the kind of stuff going on, right?
Well, and harass you at the park if you're sitting next to a family member, but you've been in the house with that family member. So why are you... Just not rational demands.
Yes, and putting you on an airplane, which if you picture it like this, because I said this in the first hour of the show, if you picture it like this, picture 2 pews at a church and you're walking down the middle of the 2 pews at church. Now picture 2 aisles of an airplane full of people and you're walking down the center. What's the difference? There is no difference.
You're probably packed in tighter on an airplane.
Yes. And so the ridiculous, we put up with it.
Yeah, the absurdity. Yeah. So you can actually share this chart with your children. It's called the Biderman Report.
I'll
and
put it
1950
on there right now.
Yeah, 1956. And it was communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. So if you think of just grabbing somebody by the arm and twisting it. Trying to get compliance. That's what they've done. Just twisted and twisted.
I just posted this on the Kate Daly Show page. And I'm telling you, look at this chart. Share this with your kids. Look at the manipulation that we've just been through. They're doing it. Classic textbook.
Yeah. Occasional indulgences allowing reopening of some stores, some services. Let restaurants open, but only at certain capacities. And then pretend that something like 25% is scientific. If you're saying 25% of full in a restaurant, where is the actual science for that?
Don't get anybody to keep thinking about the fact that your body gets through it 99.8% of the time. Don't let anybody think for a minute, even spend a minute thinking that your kids don't have anything wrong and they're wearing masks or that you don't have an immune system. You know, don't think about the fact that casket makers in a lumber shortage and in a product shortage were just fine and didn't have any problems. No cemeteries were built. In fact, no autopsies were ordered by the CDC. Don't think about all the facts. Don't think about all the obvious that the death rate is so low, it's minuscule and comparable to the flu. Don't think about that.
Yeah. They say.
Susan, your gem. Thank you.
Happy
great
to be here. My
quick.
Pleasure.
It went quick. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. I have a guest coming on talking about Minneapolis. You're going to want to hear that as well. Uncle Milty back tomorrow as well. Everybody have a good one. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast.